Tuve.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Friday, July the 1st, 2022. I am Tungamili Komo.
And I am Evans Zininga.
Tonight, we are remembering a man whose legacy endures 23 years after his death. A national hero, a freedom fighter, a man affectionately known as Father Zimbabwe, or simply Chibwe Chiteza. Some say he is the president that Zimbabwe never had, and that is the late Dr. Joshua Mkabuko Nkomo.
The revolutionary ZAPU leader who would later serve as Zimbabwe vice president after the 1987 Unity Accord that ended the Gukurahundi killings in Midland and Matabeleland died on this day in 1999 at the age of 82.
As many people, including President Emmerson Mnangagwa, paid tribute to this towering figure today, the question we are asking tonight is, what impact does Nkomo's legacy continue to have on Zimbabwe's socio-economic and political fabric, if any?
Yebo, Nkomo, it's a very pleasant welcome to the viewers. Nasi tiri kutaura pano nezvenyaya ye mukuru akaenda Dr. Joshua Nkomo vaizivikanwa nezita rekunzi Father Zimbabwe. Chaive chiremerera, chavaipiwa, chaitaridza kukura kwavo nesimba ravo nemabasa vakabata munyika yeZimbabwe. Vangomo vakashaya musi wa 1 July kumatani makore 23 vaenda vakavigwawo paHeroes Acre panovigwa magamba eZimbabwe. Nhasi nyika yose tanga tichiona tichinzwawo nyangwe vana president vamunangagwa vachitaurawo pamusoro pavangomo, uyewo vanhu vakasiyana-siyana vemapato ezvematongerwo enyika, masangano akazvimiririra nevanhuwo zvavo vachitaura pamusoro pavangomo. Iko zvino nyaya yatiunganidza pano nhasi ndeyekuti titarise upenyu hwavo, zvavakabata nezvavakasiya vapfumbatisa kuvapenyu. Tinoda kubvunzana mubvunzo wekuti basa rakaitwa navangomo kusvika pari nhasi ndipo here parichiri pavakasiya riri? Zvavaishuvira ndezvipi? Nyika inoendepi neupenyu hwavangomo nezvavakasiya vadzidzisa neZimbabwe?
Lingava lichona njani emakaya? Siyahlangana kuhlelo lwe Live Talk namhlanje kungolwesihlanu mhlaka 1 ngoJulayi, okulusuku lapho okwabhubha khona umkhokheli owayengumkhokheli weZaphu njalo wazoba ngumongameli welizwe, ngumsekeli kamongameli welizwe ubaba uJoshua Mkabuko Nkomo. Lamhlanje uba leminyaka engu-23 wachona okanyongolo. Siyibone lamhlanje abaningi abagoqela inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, ngitsho lo mongameli welizwe besethula imibiko bekhumbula ubaba uNkomo. Ngeke ngibale umbiko ovele ehofisini kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa enamuhla. Uthe, His Excellency the President of the Republic of Zimbabwe and Commander-in-Chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces, Comrade Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, joins the Nkomo family and the entire nation of Zimbabwe in commemorating the 23rd anniversary of the passing of the national hero and former Vice President of the Republic of Zimbabwe, Dr. Joshua Mkabuko Nkomo, on January 1, 1999. Chibwe Chiteza, as Dr. Nkomo came to be popularly known by his comrades in arms and the general populace, the late Father Zimbabwe epitomized a rare breed of dedicated sons of the soil who sacrificed the comfort of private life for the liberation of their motherland from the yoke of colonial bondage. His exploits dating back to the days of the African National Congress through to the days of the National Democratic Party, NDP, the Zimbabwe African People's Union, ZAPU, and ultimately the United ZANU-PF, are well documented and shall forever be imprinted in the history of our nation, the SADC sub-region and of the African continent. Dr. Nkomo's unrelenting fight for human dignity and social justice won him international acclaim and an indelible place in African history. The statement continues. His fervency for the return of the principal heritage land is well documented and gave impetus to the historic land reform program, which followed barely a year after his demise. As the 42nd anniversary of Heroes Day on 8 August 2022 approaches, we shall continue to cherish the values that Dr. Nkomo stood for, among them unity, freedom, peace, patriotism, non-racialism, UNU, ubuntu, honesty, and selfless dedication to national duty. The Joshua Mkabuko Nyongolo Nkomo Commemoration Award for Community Development, Peace Development, and for Fostering Unity, which was established in 2021, is government's initiative to immortalize the late Vice President's unparalleled contribution to Zimbabwe's nationhood and to ensure that his legacy lives on. In conclusion, the statement says, indeed, as the nation moves towards the attainment of Vision 2030, the foundational work of this great luminary continues to inspire and to enlighten our path. We shall always remember and cherish Dr. Nkomo's achievements and vision. May the soul of Umtalawetu continue to rest in eternal peace. Long live our unity, peace, and freedom. Long live Zimbabwe. That's a statement from the president's office. That's Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa today. Yo umbigo oyethulwe nguMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namhlanje ekhumbula uDr. Joshua Nkomo njengabanengi Evans.
Itsamba iyo ine mazwi akakura mutungamiri mukuru wenyika vari kutaura mazwi akakura pamusoro pavangomo anotaridza kuti chero kuine vanogona kufunga nekunyunyuta nekusaona mabasa makuru akaitwa navangomo kune vamwewo vatinyange tichikurukura navo kuti vanoonawo sei matauriro ari kuitwawo nemutungamiri wenyika nevamwewo vanoda kuteverera nekunzwisisa kuti upenyu hwavangomo hwakasiyei munyika yedu yezimbabwe.
Yebo, Evans, kunjalo, and now we are joined by our first guest, that's a ZAPU spokesperson, Mr. Msongelwa Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening, my brother. Thank you for this opportunity to engage as we celebrate and honor the life of a luminary, a leader, and a patriot.
23 years on, what does July 1 mean to you?
Some of us may not even qualify to tie his shoes because of the stature that Joshua Nkomo was. But the 1st of July represents a day where we lost the leading light in the revolution and nationalist politics of Zimbabwe, where we should be reflecting but also celebrating the life of a leader that Joshua Nkomo was. We have seen efforts by individuals and government to honor him, the renaming of the Bulawayo Airport after him, and also the statue that was erected in Bulawayo. But a lot of people have made a call that Joshua Nkomo should be honored, and the 1st of July should be made a public holiday in his honor. we are aware, and as I listened to the statement by the president through his secretary, I think a lot of an opportunity was wasted where they released the statement talking about everything and anything, where they could have just announced that the 1st of July 2023 would be a national holiday in honor of this man. They speak about issues that lack relevance. For example, they mentioned the issue of land, the land reform program, but they forget that in the early 80s, after Joshua Nkomo successfully executed a military campaign against the Smith regime, he mobilized resources through ex-Zipra combatants and bought land in an organized manner where his soldiers were going to benefit from the land, and the previous owners of the land would sell and get money out of the land. They talk about the land, the chaotic land reform program, and failed to at least copy the model that Joshua Nkomo and his ZAPU would have wanted Zimbabwe to transact through. So we are looking here at people describing a man of integrity, but doing so via deception. We know for a fact that the current leadership do not mean what they are saying and do not say what they mean. They believe in deception. They want to hoodwink the world into believing that they believe in the ideals and values that Dr. Nkomo stood for, when we know for a fact that they are doing the opposite. Dr. Joshua Nkomo believed in the unity of people. He believed in the unity of people against racism, against tribalism. But what we are seeing today in the government of Zimbabwe is that the deployment of people is not based on meritocracy. It is based mainly on whether you come from my village or the next person's village. Vamwe vari kumora huchi nemukaka vanhu vana veZimbabwe vachifa nenzara vaya vakholisa uzulu abantwana basabalele ngenhlaba inkomo lokho bengakusapoti bengakumeli lokho ubefuna abantwana benhlabathi bakholise ezweni labo. So what we are experiencing now as Zimbabweans is the total direct opposite of what Joshua Nkomo stood for. And when we hear and see the government speaking hysterically about Joshua Nkomo in the manner they do, we wonder if they truly, truly understood what the man stood for. Thank you.
Siyakuzwa, Baba Ndlovu. I would like to bring you back to the general perception that everyone I've spoken to today about Dr. Joshua Nkomo has been saying...
Sorry, Zininga, I'm losing you. I can't hear you, Zininga.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Please evacuate the building.
I was talking about...
I can't hear you at all.
Oh, let me see.
Okay, Ndlovu, let's do it this way. Zininga, go ahead and ask your question then, Nzambuzo.
Nzambuzo, okay.
All right, we have a connection problem there. Okay, let's drop you, Ndlovu. Uzama ukungena futhi ehlelo. We'd appreciate ungaphuma then uzama ukungena futhi. Simba, I can hear some alarm.
Yes.
And you have been ordered to evacuate the building. What the hell is going on there?
There is a fire alarm going off in the building.
May I have your attention, please? Is it a drill or is this real?
Reported in the building. Please evacuate the building by the nearest exit.
Let me check.
Okay. Check and please let me know. Meanwhile, yes. Evans lapho sokulodubo lapho akhona sokuthiwa evacuate i-building. Ndlovu, thanks again for joining us. Usungizwa kuhle manje?
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa manje.
Okay. Ndofunga Evans anga achiti anga asina kupedza ke kuvunza mvunzo wake, but I think anga achida kuti vanhu vese vanga achitaura navo nhasi vanga vachitaura zvakanaka about Nkomo. Saka
Naizvo zvinofunga anga achida kuvhunza kuti zvinorevei kuti manga muchitaura nenyaya yeholiday zvinorevei kuti vankoma vasati vawana chiremerera chakakodzera apo vanhu vakawanda kudai vachitaura zvakanaka nezvavo vanosanganisira vamunangagwa pachamo.
Ndinovimba kuti chakakosha kucherechedza panyaya iyi ndechekuti vari panyanga vane masimba vane pfungwa shoma, vane pfungwa dzakati wandei havana masimba. Ndizvo zvinoratidza nokuti pane kuti vanhu vacherechedze varembekedze gamba iri vari kufunga ivo kuti tikazoremekedza vankomo nechiremerera chokuvapa holiday ivo vanozowanei? Ndochinhu chimwe chete chinoita kuti vasapiwa ruremekedzo rwavakakodzera chekutanga. Chechipiri ndechekuti vatungamiriri iko zvino vari panyanga iko zvino vanhu vakapokana vakapesana neruzhinji vasingashandiri ruzhinji vasingateerere ruzhinji. Ruzhinji rwataura pachena kuti iri igamba rinokodzera kuremekedzwa nekuti vaitirwe holiday, asi ruremekedzo rwacho runobva kumachinda. Machinda akaba ndingati zvaitarisirwa kunge zviri zvinoitwa kunyika. Vakazviba vakaba zvese nemadreams aifanira kunge akaitwa munyika yeZimbabwe. Naizvozvo mbavha idzi hadzigone kuti wavakabira vochimuremekedza.
Kodwa Ndlovu nxasikhangela umbiko oyithulwe ngumongameli Mnangagwa namuhla uthi umqabuko bayamphakamisa kakhulu kanti lohulumende uzaqhubeka emphakamisa. Mbona istatement sakhe lapha kulenye iphathi abakhuluma ngokuthi ikahle mbale Nkomo stood for among other things unity, freedom, peace, patriotism, non-racism, ubuntu, honesty and selfless dedication to national duty. The Joshua Mkabuko Nyongolo Nkomo Commendation Award for Community Development, Peace Building and for Fostering Unity. It appears kule initiative le abakhuluma ngayo iaward leyi. Ngeke sikuphakamise sithi ngenye indlela yokumphakamisa ubaba uNkomo yokumhlonipha.
Ngicabanga mina ukuthi lapha sesikhangela nje ubaba odlwengule umntwana wamithisa abantu bathi ayindoda sibili. Kodwa sinanzeleleni phela ukuthi nxa udlwengulile whether umithisile or wehlulekile licala elikhulu. U-Emerson Mnangagwa akalalo ilungelo lokuncoma uJoshua Nkomo nomlomo langengoma azikhulumayo lomisheke esibanda. UJoshua Nkomo wahlukunyezwa kakhulu nguyele ubaba lokho kukhona embhalweni eminingi. Namhlanje uyabuya lapha athi atanase ngegama likaJoshua Nkomo ekhohlwa nje ukuthi ukuhlupheka lokuhlukunyezwa okwenza uJoshua Nkomo kwakunguye yena ngokwakhe u-Emerson Mnangagwa. Thina sithi nxa kuyukuthi uJoshua Nkomo bayamhlonipha okwakuqala akube le mzekeliso yokumhlonipha ezweni lonke. Bengathi i-airport yakoBulawayo ithiwe nguJoshua Nkomo, istatue sakhe siyekoBulawayo. Bazama lapha ukubonisa khona ukuthi uJoshua Nkomo ube liqhawe lasemathebeleland kuphela nothi eZimbabwe yonke. So waye kungena statue eChinoyi, waye kungena statue kaJoshua Nkomo eMutare.
Kuyini Ndlovu kumbali kaNkomo kumsebenzi yakhe elingathi alubana iyalandelwa ngababusayo lamhlanje ngabe ilizwe lisesimene esihle kakhulu?
Kuvele kuthathu. Okwakuqala uJoshua Nkomo wathatha wakhethwa ukuthi akhokhele ezombangazwe kumabandla amaningi ahlukeneyo atshintsha umbala aze kwaze kwaba yizaphu. So ubaba uNkomo wasekhokhela ibandla lezaphu ngesikhathi esasibuhlungu kakhulu esasinzima. Wabumba ibutho lakhe leZipra, wakhokhela ibutho leZipra lasinika uZibuse. Kodwa even singakamthola uZibuse sihlangane lobunzima obukhulu, kodwa ngokuhlakanipha lolwazi lwakhe izapho leZipra yakhona ukuthi inqobe. Kodwa okubaluleke kakhulu throughout imbali yakhe ubaba uNkomo ade kwenza ukuhlanganisa abantu baseZimbabwe. Iconcept yelizwe elithiwa yiZimbabwe adiphethwe nguNkomo, le concept yelizwe elithiwa yiZimbabwe esilithole ngoZibuze ngo-1980 zinto ezimbili ezehlukeneyo. Ngabe abantu bayithola iconcept kaNkomo esithi ifuna ukwakha ilizwe elabantu ababambeneyo abathola amathuba afanayo abangancindezelwayo ngabe khathesi sikhatshana. But ngizathi ngikutshele umzekeliso koBulawayo bekulamaqembu aweze nguqu, enye ibithiwa yiMashonaland United, enye ithiwa yiMatabeleland Highlanders. Ubaba uNkomo wakwenza ukuthi kuguqulwe lokho ukwenzela ukuthi kuhlanganise abantu benga-identify kumbe bengabonakali ngomhlobo, ngoba wayefuna vele ukwakha. That's why yazotshintsha iMashonaland United yathiwa iZimbabwe Saints, iMatabeleland Highlanders yathiwa iHighlanders iBhoso amahlolanyama. Ubaba uNkomo ke lowo. Kodwa sithe sesithole uZibuse kwaqala-ke umbhuqazwe, baqala ukubulala lezi ziqiwi zeZANU PF. Ubaba uNkomo ubone kubalulekile ukuthi azinikele ngayena himself, wazinikela njalo ngebandla lakhe ukuthi aseve abantu bengapheli abantu. Akangenanga kuUnity Accord efuna, wangena enikela izaphu, wayinikela wanikela laye ukuthi angene lapho aseve abantu. Lokho singawuthi ngama-milestone abonisa ukuthi ubaba uNkomo ubefuna ukwakha isizwe nothi lokho esikubonayo. Kodwa ngizawunika umzekeliso wokucina ukuthi kule kampani ethiwa i-Econet Wireless, ikampani le bayivimba lama majaha aweziqiwu zeZANU, wasukuma ubaba uNkomo osekhulile njalo wayilwela. Namhlanje asikhangele sibone ukuthi ngayi akazange ayimele wamsapota uJahalwana, ngabe abantu bakithi bami ngaphi. Wonke lokhu kubonisa ukuthi ngumuntu owayefuna ukwakha, ngumuntu owayefuna ukulungisa ilizwe liphumelele. Yikho-ke siyavumelana lalaba abathi khona ngabe wathatha umbuso, ngabe ilizwe lethu alifani nanamhlanje.
Siyabonga Ndlovu, uqhubeke usecingweni if you care as we bring in our second guest, that's Professor Ricky Munyarazi Mukonza. He teaches political science and governance at Tshwane University, Kwele, South Africa. Professor, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Good evening to you, Ntungabili. Good evening to your viewers and fellow panelists.
Thank you so much. Many people are talking highly of the late Joshua Nkomo today as we mark 23 years after his passing. Is there anything you miss about Dr. Joshua Nkomo?
I think if I would miss anything about Dr. Joshua Nkomo, it's his fatherly figure that he cut not only amongst those of his tribe, the Ndebele tribe, but across the country. Even when he spoke like a father who wanted to see, you know, a united Zimbabwe. And he spoke, you know, in a manner that did not leave others out. If also there is something that I would also, you know, want us to remember about Dr. Joshua Nkomo, it is the fact that he was able to, you know, humble himself and, you know, get into a unit accord in 1987, an accord that he knew was probably not fair on his part. But because of the greater goal that he wanted to achieve, he still got into that accord. And at one point when he was asked, he indicated that, you know, the consequences of not signing that accord were, you know, more, you know, ghastly than just signing. So he was somebody who would put the interests of people ahead of his own interests as a leader. So I think leaders who are there today would do well by looking at the example that Dr. Joshua Nkomo has. They have quite a lot to learn from that man.
And looking at the Zimbabwean society as a whole, without necessarily focusing on those in power, Mungati ere life yava Nkomo legacy yavo ine influence, pane influence iri kuonekwa here in today's society kuti ha ava vari kufamba negwarara raiparidzana vankomo iri kana kuti he has been totally forgotten. We only remember him on July 1.
Maonera ndoita ndekuti apana apana kuratidza kurangarira vankomo kunoitwa nevanhu mairano nemararamira vanoita zuva nezuva. Tinongozorangarira vankomo kana zuva ravo July 1 rasvika. Ndopatinotanga kurangarira vankomo. Ndofunga kuti pane zvikonzero zvakawanda zvinosanganisira kuti nekuti vankomo vakazoshaya vari kubato reZANU-PF, vanhu vanenge vasina chavanonyanyisa kuda kuyemura kunyange zvakanaka zvakanga zvakamboitwa neZANU-PF. Havana chavanoda kutarisa vachitambira kuti aiwa izvi zvakaitwa zvakanaka. Inyaya iyoyo yekuti upenyu pasi peutongi hwehurumende iripo, iri hurumende yeZANU-PF, hwakaoma zvekuti vanhu havatonyanyisi kunyange magamba mamwe magamba chaiwo chaiwo. Pakanzi Heroes Day apo unotoona vanhu vachitoita zvimwe hazvivabati nekuda kwezviri kuitwa nevatungamiri vezanu variko nhasi.
Thank you there, Professor Mukonza, and please do stay on the line. Those who have just joined in, this is Studio 7 Live Talk, and tonight we are remembering Father Zimbabwe, that's the late Dr. Joshua Nkabuko Nkomo, 23 years after his death, sivone umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esethula umbiko mkhumbula kakhulu ubaba uNkomo, and kuhlelo lamhlanje sile sikhulumeli sezaphu ubaba uMsongelwa Ndlovu, uProfessor Ricky Mukonza osanda kukhuluma, kanti sesilobaba njalo uJoseph Chuma webandla le izano PF. Baba Chuma, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Siyabonga baba, linjani lonke?
Hayi, siyaphila, silethemba labalaleli ivaphilile. Singene kudaba lwalamhlanje baba Chuma. Bayakhuluma abantu, bayamncoma ubaba uNyongolo, bayamkhumbula ngisho lo mongameli, ngisho lakini kubandla lezano PF. Kodwa abanye ikakhulu abezaphu labanye abamabandla aphikisayo bayalisola ibandla lenu, bayamsola uhulumende bathi egalimuphi inhlonipho emfaneleyo ubaba uNkomo bakhuluma ngeholiday bathi usuku lwalamhlanje ngalwenziwa ipublic holiday ungathini ngalokho
well okuqala isyndrome ehlala sisolana leyi must be washed away angazi umbe ingagezwa ligazi lika Jesu inumbe ingagezwa kwini but indaba yokuhlala sisolana leyi imbi ayifunakali abantu asifundeni ukubonisana hathi ukusolana ukubona kwakho kungaba kuthini lokubona kwami kodwa nxa ungangitshela umbono wakho ngihlaze lo mbono wami siyaba ngabantu abazwayo hathi ngokufuna ukuhlala siphikisa inkinga esiba layo ukuthi kona izikhathi zonke abantu bafuna ukuscore ama cheap political scores even lapho onganithi khona uyabona ubaba besikhuluma ngaye yindoda emadodeni babe muthi ngutshibu wethitheza kwese kwese usithi ukuthi kona even ungaye ethi noyi wayesaziwe ethandeka ungaya emtare wayesaziwe ethandeka ungaya enyanga khona lephansi wayesaziwe ethandeka ngitsho langapha ubotsholotsho sehle usithi wangebhinga konke indawo yonke izimbabwe yonke bevele saziwa njalo ethandeka ebeyindoda emanyano emanyanisa abantu ngakho ke nxa kule sidinge kuthi kona kulomunye obone kufanele ukuthi kona kube the holiday which I think mina lami nginje and ZANU PF would definitely appreciate that and ambone kulo muntu ongakwala khonoku kufake etafuleni hayi thina njengelozen izaphu le entsha ngoba le izaphu aningeke ngenye iphathi enje yafonywa akula problem likwana vilandi waye multi-party democracy lapha eZimbabwe sibona ngani xa ilanga leli elikababa uNyongolo Nkomo ngalibe i-public holiday put a suggestion into enhle ukuthi lowo hulumende okhona i-Second Republic le is a listening logan republic iyalalela ayivele nje ayizange ithi yona they've got the monopoly of ideas hatch yikho bona ivula isithi hayi buyasihlanganeni hence the creation of ama-organs like opolad esaba yikho lapho ti una buyasihlanganeni nxa ulokunye ukubonayo obona nto sikwenza ngendlela engayisiyo asibonisaneni sakheni sonke akenisekele lopho kuhlala sifuna ukusolana kodwa asikubonisa nini
ubaba uNkomo Golide was a champion of unity togetherness despite ukwehlukana ngemihlobo shona Ndebele Khalanga Venda Tonga ekanti ubekhuluma kakhulu njalo esola indaba ze-corruption inkohlakalo would you say uhulumende walamhlanje uyazilandela yini iziloyiso zikababa uNkomo
empeleni sibili ukhuluma into epheleleyo ubaba uNkomo yiko ngikuthe mina why the reference ekawuthanga uchibu wechitheza kwese kwese and nxa ukhangela I've seen abanye abantu abale wrong notion yokuthi becala ukuthi kona izaphu yena lela kababa uNkomo yayi regional party yamaNdebele so to say which is wrong. That was a national party. Hence, ungakhangela even the composition of the executive. Unga discover ukuthi kona more than 70% yabe executive babe vele bengabantu abavela ngapi esishoneni ngale. Kodwa ngenxa yokuthi it was a national party, that did not matter. Vele ubaba uNkomo kazange afa wafuna ukuhlukanisa abantu ngobuhlobo kumbe lani. Wayevele sithi abantu bonke sizidalwa zikaNkulunkulu njalo esithanda sonke sinjalo whether ulishona kumbe uliNdebele kumbe uliKhalanga kumbe uliTonga kumbe uliNambia sonke besithandeka kunjalo. So sikhangela kanti esikhulu yes kulezinto eziningi ezingahambi kahle. Kulabanye abantu who take advantage of systems ezikahulumende bekwazi ukuthi kona because of our polarization abantu bonke nxa bekhala bablame iZANU PF bablame upresident uDim Nangagwa umuntu onguye owonileyo ozenzela into yakhe sesala yena emsulwa yikho sebe senza izinto zabo lezi with impunity. Mina I always say that akula party including whether izaphu kumbe yi-triple C kumbe yini engafuna ukungena embusweni and govern themselves out of power akula. Kodwa vele ephathini yonke like any other situation kumbe ezimulini vele uzathola amagwelegwele uzathola abantu abangaqondanga abantu abangenamakhanda istaba in families uyathola kulo mfundisi kodwa iwula olusweni umthakada umsweli futhi down the line yabo erobber asoziswele futhi down the line and stuff like that so thina manje as a party were a mass party vele antakwazi ukujoyina iZANU PF aku-aplayelwa lokwanti ona suapply ukuthi abeg to apply i-application akuyohlalula phansi sikhukhula zonke so you find out, yes, definitely, in government, and Labana, they are enriching their pockets. I see I'm a pocket ZANU-PF or agahulumeni. So this is the time when people must be coming up together, sibambana, not ukusolana, sibone sathi lo esimbone sezinto ezinjalo, simchaye laphana umuntu athwale isiphambano sakhe. Uzabona izinto eziyalunga ngoba i-corruption, unfortunately, it takes two or three people. And once the other people don't want to come forward and say it, evidence ngesikhiwa. Then it dirila ngona hleli lifi. So let's come together. Corruption is there, and we don't like it. I benefit the party, I benefit uhulumeni.
Professor Ndofunga Maga Terera, vari kutaura vachuma, apparently Professor Mkonza, ucingo lwakhe solukumile. Ngize kuwe Babu Ndlovu, yamuzwe yakhuluma Babu Chu.
Umfowethu Golide, ngikubingelele Golide. Ubabu Chuma, ngiyaphila mtshana. Ngicine Rainbow iminyaka ethize edlulile.
Phela mina ngizola intombi yakondlovu, so umuntu ongakondlovu ngumalume vele ngiyamhlonipha.
Ya, but njengomalume ngizathi ngikukhuze mzukulu, ngiza kukhuza sibili. ngoba unguchuma, akumelanga ubuye uzontshuma futhi. Ngoba ibandla leZANU-PF kumbe nje ngithi wonke umuntu oyisizalwane seZimbabwe ohlonipha ubukhokheli bukaBaba uNkomo kumele understand ukuthi kulento ezimbili ezintathu aziwa ngazo. Number one, i-integrity uBaba uNkomo. Number two, i-humility. Number three, selflessness. Now, abakhokheli kumele nxa bethi bayamhlonipha uNkomo kumele benze lokho. You must have integrity, you must have humility, you must have selflessness. Now, uBaba uNkomo, ufengela lutho. Esihlalela an ordinary life in an ordinary house. Khathesi singazama ukukhangela izinkokheli ezikhona kuhulumende laseZANU-PF. Labantwababo sebehamba ngamaLamborghini. Abantu abenza amacala, abantshontsha emini libalele. Omunye umama lapha wabanjwa ethwele isaka legolide, wathi ebanjiwe wathi hayi ngaphambanisa ngathathisa isikhwama esingayisizo. Umama lo akakho ejelela kathesi. Abathi yibo abakhalanga ukuthi hayi into le imbi iyabulalela izwe, uthi alifuni kusolwa. Abasolanga abanye abantu batsho bathi lokhu kubulalela izwe lethu, kodwa esakubonayo laba abasolayo yibo abafakwe ejele. Yiyo indlela uNkomo abephila ngayo na? Yikho ukuhlonipha uNkomo esingabe sikwenza na? Singabuza imibuzo leli sesisola. Hayi, iqiniso alikhulunywe. Ukubona kwelizwe lokubona kwebandla leZANU-PF kwenziwa zinkokheli zalelo bandla. Asibantu mahlayana mahlaza nje, zinkokheli zeZANU-PF yizo eziphethe inkohlakalo yonke. Babantu.
Yebo, hayi le amuzi yakhuluma lapho Ndlovu. Anzi regai tinde kuna vachuma. Anzi vachuma uori uri kuitwa nevatungamiri veZANU-PF. Vari panyanga chaipo ndivo vari kutungamira munyaya dzeuori. Saka vari kuzvidza zita raBaba uNkomo. Vachuma.
Well, rega ndimupindure ndichiti inini ndazvitaura nini kuti kune vanhu vanoita uhori, asi vanhu ava vanoita uhori nemazita avo, asi vechiziva kuti mhosva inopomerwa ZANU-PF kana kuti mutungamiri wayo Comrade Idi Nangagwa. Ndoza ndambotaura but ndataura muchiati izvozvo izvi ndo zvinokonzeresa kuti vanhu varambe vachingoita uhori because vanoziva kuti havambozobvunzwa kana kuti kunzi raiti iwe chimira apo uzvimirire wega nenyaya yako yavaita. Vanoziva kuti hai chese chinhu chinongopomerwa kupi kuZANU-PF because uhori wati kutaura uyuka huripo kwese and hatiude I can tell you anybody, the evidence of people in Warikusipusi, Warikusoro, Jago, Jago. Wame watu waito supply ama ghost invoice kuma kuzipadala kwenu kuna kublawe kuna kukwarane kwenye uko. Wechiti iyo the supply the ma piriti, actually ma medical things. Asi iyo wasina kuita anything. Uwocho la mari. And then inini kala kwenye kuna uradua uko ndagusha ma piriti. Yetu memunu. Ulumende mechi zaoti ya burisa mari ya kati. Tongo tipamele $1 million. Tenga ima piriti, tenga ima gloves, tenga izme izi kuzipadala. Kwa ya umemunu, wame watu wali masini ya kutibusi ikogo, wonyo la ma-invoice, wajikona iba, nima accountant ya ezu patala izu, watu wala mare. Saka uori, uri po kwese, aki zaachi kutawala ngezo kuti, ati ude, chota kuti umenye ume, ngacha kure mchinji kwa wate, do kuti tigansi nya hai. Pati tigara machimura kuta kutaka blanket, condonation ya, nunza ala, nwezanipeva. Wani, chao, varukita izu. Baru kutora mai mechisa mwome zao, wano zane mwore zao. Mare haembo wiku zanupeo, ayeta kuhurumende. Saka haiti benefite chuni. Saka hivi nesuse zanupeo, atipe kutitifuira nene zunzakata. Kana arime wedu, esitaru. Tota kuti dai tichigona a expose mwewe, hata kune mchinji kwa waki. Ndozo atikuda isoso.
Aiwa, baru kutora bachuma apo. Ndizo kere kwa mwore profas na bachuma. Uori ati kudeza chose nekuti vankomo vai kurudzira vanhu kuti vagare ine society isina corruption society ine fairness and so forth asi vari kuti hongo uori huripo munyika asi even them seZANU-PF vadi kana unza ne corruption.
Maita zenyu, ndawanzu kwa wakitaura, wachuma wano taura shakanaka, ndi tudaku, waremekeza, ni kudaku kutaura shakanaka kwa wano ita. Asi choko wadi chaicho, ndi chekutiswa wano taura, neziripa ground, zaka siyaki. Zawaru kutaura, neza tino wana, zishitu kwa debato rezantivu, zaka to siyana ni kuri. Tika edapanya ye uori. Pani nyaya za kawanda za tino wereka mapepa za tino ziwa ze wanu wanengi wachita uore muurumende wali nyengo ze zampio pasi na zunoitu kwa kwa wali jizikade kudoma mazita asipine maminista kawanda cha hivyo unu nzwa kuti paitika uore kubazi raanga shitungamira. Asi chinobuda nyaya chino ngotaurwa taurwa munobva abviswa kana ku ministry imwe chete oendeswa kune imwe hapana chinonyasoitika tikada kutarisa Second Republic yava Munangagwa yakapinda ichiti nda kurwisa uori ndobva vataura chaizvo nezve zvaki inoita zvei anti corruption asi tikazvitarisa kuti vangani vakuru vakasungwa vakaendeswa majeri nekuda kwehuori nekupira hurumende kwanga kuchiitika muhurumende hapana saka tinoona kuti hongu wachuma ayo senhengo yebato rezanupf zvavari kutoita ndizvo chaizvo chaizvo zvekutaura zvakanaka pamusoro pebato ravo asi kana tikada kuzvitarisa tisina kwatakarerekera tinoona kuti ayo hurumende yezanupf iri kure yakarera uori kwenguva yakareba kana kutarisa kubva munguva yavamugabe chaiyo chaiyo vakanga vachirera uori hapana chainyasoitwa kune vanhu vanenge vaita uori chekuti chinodzisa vamwe vanenge vachida kuzoita uori ende ndofunga kudai vangomo vanga vari vapenyu havaimbofarira zviri kuitika panyaya dzeuori.
Thank you there, Professor Mkonza, and please do stay on the line. As we head to the finish line, we have a message here. S.E. Tunyelwengu, Mnumzana Timuringai Oevanja, Le Triple C, about iligasi kababu Nkomo, yesizwe, amazwi ka team.
Yabonga mnumzana Nkomo. Ubaba Nkomo from Kabuko was a very, very profound person in our history of Africa, not just Zimbabwe. We see that in his days, he was influential in the possibility of independence from Malawi to Zambia to Zimbabwe to the whole region, even revered by Umkhonto weSizwe and the joint operations that they had together, establishment of ZAPU bases in Zambia and Angola, training facilities in Tanzania, Lani, Lokukhuluma the OAU during his time to bring independence in our country. So, okwanamuhla masikhumbula umdala wethu. We think of a decisive character who was soft but very visionary in the way he did things. We can see that he sacrificed his own job at the National Railways of Zimbabwe to go and fight for our people. He was advised at one point, Ngubaba uChitepo, and his secretary Umgabe at one point, you know. He worked with everybody because he believed in one Zimbabwe, one people, one nation. He did not believe in tribes or the divisions that were amongst our people. He, like one other luminary in our Zimbabwean history, the first mayor of Harare, O Charles Mzingeli, was another one. And Ubaba Nkomo was a giant. And when I look at his example and the way that he lived his life, he was not a revengeful guy or umuntu that kept grudges, but loved our people to the end. So he has a famous quote, the youth of Zimbabwe shall never let our country die. So ngiyakubona ukuthi that movement is coming back to life, where the youth are taking over our country and making sure that we have the democracy that our people yearn for. Unfortunately, when he passed without realization of his lifelong dream of freedoms that we so dearly miss and want to have in a beautiful country and a peaceful place like our own. So we say to Umgala Wethu, may he continue to rest in power, rest in peace, and we continue the journey to make sure Owuti Ilizwe Zimbabwe will be the beacon of Africa if we all come together. Yabong.
Mm-hmm. Namaziki ga Mnumzana Tim Moringai Oebanza le Triple C. Evans ngiyazi ubusukile kuhlelo lapha bekule alarm ekhalayo kuthiwa you are being evacuated. I hope it was nothing serious.
Well, it wasn't very bad because they could not identify the source of the fire and where it was said to be coming from. So we are all back to normal. We are all back in the building.
Okay. Glad to hear that. Yeah. And as we wrap up, take it away with Ubaba Umsongelwa Ndlovu, especially on the issue of Ukuthi. You know, many people admire Nkomo, but there are others about Nkomo, Atengis, and so forth. Take it away, Ivas.
Thank you, Nkomo. I was talking to a lot of people this morning earlier, on the relevance of Ubaba Ngomo's legacy. And that came out in a few places where they really feel that the unity accord was the entry point of Ngomo's failure to contain the ethics and needs of ZAPU as a party and the people when they sometimes they even take it tribal and bring it to Matabele land. But can you zero in on that and clarify for the people, Ukuthi, did he really sell out or was it a necessary move to unite Zimbabwe?
Allow me, before I transact on your question, to highlight two things. Firstly, my colleague and Umzukulu Ukolite Uchuma says he has evidence that there are people in other political organizations that are doing corruption in the country. And from where I stand, that is corruption. If you have evidence of someone stealing from the country and you keep it and you don't report it and you don't make them account, you yourself are corrupt to the core. And they must take full responsibility as a government for not taking action. But secondly, it is important for Zimbabweans, and especially those that support the ruling party, to ask and introspect and ask themselves whether they believe that the current state of affairs in the country called Zimbabwe could have pleased Joshua Nkomo. They should introspect and say, for all the years of struggle and suffering that Joshua Nkomo went through, did he suffer so that the country is run without any medicines and hospitals, without civil servants not getting any pay? All the ills that we see today, are they what Joshua Nkomo suffered for? That's the first part. The last part, and going back to your question, Joshua Nkomo fought so that every Zimbabwean can have a right to associate and to choose, and also a right to think. I'm sure if he was alive, he would not raise a finger when people question his credibility, question his decision-making. I think he would be very happy because that's what he fought for. However, it is very important for us to make sure that our younger generations are not fed with a poison that will destroy them and destroy their futures. I said it earlier on, the decision by ZAPU and Joshua Nkomo to go into the unity accord was a sacrifice on his part, where he sacrificed his own political party and his own political ideals in order to save people. He saved people so that we get a fighting chance, just like he said that Zimbabwe will not die, the youth will save it. He was speaking of the, it was a prophetic message to say, let's avoid the complete annihilation of our people and give them a chance to fight later on. Instead of us fighting and reclaiming our rights, now we are dissecting his role in the history of our country. It is very unfortunate when you hear people now questioning his integrity with regards to decisions that he has made. But like I said earlier on, we should, if we respect and want to honor Joshua Nkomo, we should do so by allowing people to have diverse views, even about him. Even if it's painful, we cannot condemn ZANU-PF and start behaving like them ourselves. So allow the people who want to talk about their leaders, allow the people who want to talk about their heroes to criticize them as much as they want. That is exactly what Joshua Nkomo fought for. That is exactly what Joshua meant. But there are limits to those criticisms. There are limits. For example, I am ZAPU and I'm Nkomoist, and I believe in the ideals that says every Zimbabwean should pay a brother to one in Mutoko, in Nyanyazi, in Hurungwe, is my brother. That is what Nkomo taught us. But when you have people then questioning his integrity and they say dividing the people of Zimbabwe into enclaves and they call them Shona that, Ndebele that, for us it's a big insult because we live, the blood that flows in my veins is Nkomoist blood. And for that reason, nothing and nobody can ever change my values with regards to the unity of our people of Zimbabwe.
Let's go to Ubabu Chuma. Ubabu Chuma, bako onabati unko mwatengisa. Sisike sabezo haba manyama vanda, esi ngasozi swatambe. Ungatini kuku?
Well, I can tell you for certain right now that for once I'll agree with Umalumamilaba, would unko mwagazanga tengisi. But unko made decisions that could have been painful to him, but in order to save lives and also to live up to his wisdom and words and will of unity. He always wanted us to be united. He probably did not even understand why we even after independence went different ways, and now there was ZANU, Jongwe, and ZAPU, and yet the agreement was that we are coming back as a patriotic front and as one people. So that unity aspect was always going to be in his head, in his mind, in his thoughts, and in his deeds, indeed. So to say that Nkomo Wateng is a, to me, I think it's very unfortunate, and it can only be said by somebody who probably did not have the pleasures of knowing Ubabu Nkomo personally. Mina, I'm a blessed chef because I played in that yard in number 6. I grew up there, and I still live there, by the way. Right now, as you speak, I'm just a stone throw away from Nkomo's house. And I learned school in Ndunga, which is just opposite Nkomo's house. And so we had the privilege of seeing him as young boys, and we have the privilege of interacting. You know, he used to love coming at break time when we were playing soccer, when we were at sports, we were running there. You just surprised us, and you see him as a Filipino. But by that time, his house and our school was only separated by a fence. There was no jura wall or this kind of barricades, that whole thing. So you just see him, Usemi Lapanum Dada, and you know, Sechao Kelo, and it was all nice. So for anybody to say that, Usemi Dada, what thing is that? They just don't know that man. He was a bigger than life character. And look, like Umarme said, Lapanum, maybe he didn't get me right. I'm sure we're going to lay evidence, but I said there's a known factor that is happening. If I had evidence, I would definitely have reported it. And this is where you find that a lot of corrupt issues then affect and delay. You see, if you take somebody to court on a corrupt allegation, it is up to you to prove it beyond reasonable doubt, because unfortunately, the law is in us. So the law will not temper about feelings or anything. The law deals with evidence. So if there is no evidence, someone can get away scot-free, and then they will have committed that offense. So every time, what people need to understand is that we need, when we want to prosecute these issues, there must be follow-ups and proper concrete evidence. Otherwise, somebody can just get away scot-free. So, like I said, ZANU-PF will never condone corruption. We don't want corruption. The good thing is that if you look at the leader right now of ZANU-PF, Comrade Edin Nangagwa, he is living up to Nkomo's legacy. Nkomo wanted development, especially in Matabeleland, because we're lagging behind. And right if you look at the schedule of our president, he's always more in Matabeleland than anywhere else. And he's trying to live to the legacy of trying to say, let's uplift Matabeleland for once. Thank you.
We are out of time. Professor Mukonza, 30 seconds. Give us your last word.
I think people who say Nkomo sold out are people who are, you know, interpreting his actions out of context. And I must say to the viewers and everyone that context is everything. You need to understand his decisions in the context of what had happened during the Gukra Hundi. You need to understand his actions in the context of the role players that he was acting together with. If you analyze Nkomo as a character alone, you may actually miss the whole point. Nkomo, to me, was a leader that Zimbabwe really would have, if he had become the president, he was that leader that Zimbabwe would have really benefited immensely out of. Thank you.
And that brings us to the end of our show. Thank you so very much to Ubaba Umsongelwa Ndlovu, ZAPU spokesperson, Professor Ricky Munyarazi Mukonza, Vanodzidzisa Political Science and Governance at Tshwane University. And thank you also to Ugolide Ubaba Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF. My name is Ntungamili Nkomo.
And this is Nibandu Zininga bidding you farewell tonight.